Sunday, January 18th, second Sunday in Ordinary Time. The first reading from Isaiah chapter 49, verses 3 through 6. The Lord said to me, "You are my servant, Israel, through whom I show my glory. Now the Lord has spoken, who formed me as his servant from the womb, that Jacob may be brought back to him, and Israel gathered to him. And I am made glorious in the sight of the Lord, and my God is now my strength. It is too little, the Lord says, for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and restore the survivors of Israel. I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth." Haydock Commentary. You are my servant through whom I show my glory. In the church, God is adored in spirit and truth. Isaiah is ordered thus to address the Israelites. God will reward the labors of his ministers, though the people be obstinate. I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. St. Paul explains this of Christ in Acts 13, who said, "Go teach all nations," in Matthew 18. Isaiah was one of his first preachers. The second reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to you who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be holy, with all those everywhere who call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Haydock Commentary. St. Paul had preached to the Corinthians and had remained a long time with them to instruct and confirm them in the faith. During his absence, the faithful of Corinth were divided into several parties on occasion of some new teachers who had come amongst them. It was to heal the wounds caused by these divisions that the present epistle was written. So says St. Thomas Aquinas. There are various conjectures made concerning the person St. Paul mentions as Sosthenes. Some are of opinion that this man was the same mentioned in Acts 18:17, who was beaten before the tribunal of Gallio, proconsul of Achaia, when St. Paul was carried before that magistrate. Eusebius says that Sosthenes was one of the 72 disciples and a different person from the one mentioned in Acts. Estius takes him to be St. Paul's secretary. The common opinion is that he was a great sufferer for the faith at Corinth, and St. Paul here mentions him as a man worthy of their imitation. The Gospel from John chapter 1, verses 29 through 34. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." John testified further, saying, "I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from heaven and remain upon him. I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." Haydock Commentary. St. John the Baptist lets the Jews know who Jesus was by diverse testimonies. First, by telling them he was the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world, who was come to be their Redeemer and to free mankind from the slavery of sin. Second, that he was greater than he and existed before him, though born after him. Third, that God had revealed to him that Jesus was to baptize in the Holy Ghost. Fourth, that he saw the Spirit descending upon him from heaven and remaining upon him. Fifth, that he was the Son of God. It was only a being like Christ, in whose person the divine and human natures were united, that could effectually take away the sins of the world. As man, he was enabled to suffer, and as God, his sufferings obtained a value equal to the infinite atonement required.